Welcome to TTJ Talk, my friends, produced by the tech juggernaut at TTJTech.net. Can anybody say buying spree? Okay, guys, we've got lots and lots of new stuff today. We're going to unbox. We're going to review. It's going to be great. We'll talk about the iPhone 11, AT&T TV, and a whole lot more right here on TTJ Talk. What a batch of awesomeness that we got today. Now, I am going to start with the really, really small stuff. I can only assume this is lightning cables, and I'm pretty sure I only ordered one. But there were two in this package. Definitely two.
Screen dimmed.
I am about to open them up and see if they really are identical. If they are, hey, we can always use lightning cables. I can find some use for a cable, I'm sure. Yep, this is definitively a lightning cable. All right, and praise God, it looks as though there's a second one. So this is, we'll just chalk it up to the favor of God, divine favor, because we got two lightning cables. We only ordered one. So here's the other one, and I'll check both ends. Yep, lightning and USB. Okay, so whatever. Not bad. All right, not going to complain about that. Whoops. Okay. Paperwork. How much paperwork does it really take to use a lightning cable? But maybe Apple stickers. I don't know. All right, let's move on to what I can only assume is my... This has to be my SIM kit from AT&T, the universal SIM. Preston, can you come out for just 1 second for me? Preston, are you available for just a minute? Maybe there's a... I just don't want to lose it. My son's a little bit busy at the moment. I need to have a pair of eyes on that. We're not going to mess with that. And maybe it's an activation code. Hey, we could use the eSIM. I don't know. I'm not sure. All right. Now, moving on to the bigger packages. We're almost to the meat. So far, this has been the amuse-bouche. Or the appetizer, or the hors d'oeuvre. Okay? A lot of food comparisons around here. But this is my... You know what? I'm going to wait to open that for tradition's sake because it's my iPhone case. All right, let's take a look at what I can only assume is my beautiful new AT&T device. AT&T TV device, excuse me. Now, I'm an Apple guy all the way. Don't get me wrong. We're going to be using Apple TV 99.999% of the time. But we also have the AT&T TV device right here. And I'm going to slide it out of its home, but I think I have to break a seal here. You know, a lot of people use scissors for this stuff. Yeah, we don't need scissors. We do not need scissors. We don't need a knife. Sometimes you do. But for this, we don't. Oh, boy. All right, we have exposed the slide out. Oh, there's another sticker on this side, though. What? Unpeel. There we go. All right. What have we here, my friends? All right. A lot of thick packaging. And we've now exposed another layer of packaging. But this appears to be basic setup instructions, I dare say. All right. And now we're going to lift it up. Here is the AT&T device. Wow, this is a sleek little thing. You want to help me peel plastic off for that satisfying feel? Yeah. And I need you to, while you're at it, look at this SIM kit and tell me where the actual SIM card is, or if it's just a code. Okay, you want to do the remote or the device itself? This is a big device, guys. Not really.
Voice and pause.
That's misleading. Well, it's got to be in that. Just do this first. I'm recording voice memo. You want to peel this or this? He's got the remote. I got the box. What a cool looking device. I mean, it's bigger than the Apple TV.
The remote kind of reminds me of the Xfinity remote.
Google built in. Google Assistant. And this is our... I don't know how to really describe this to you.
I really like to feel the battery pack.
Let me see.
It's like a nice rubber.
Trade me and feel the box. Ooh.
Yeah, it does look kind of cool.
Not a bad looking remote. We'll have to get used to it, but...
I said it kind of looks like the Xfinity one.
Yeah.
A little bit wider on the bottom.
Yeah. On the back of this, from left to right, when it's facing properly,
right?
Oh, it
already comes with batteries.
Oh, good. Yes. What was that?
Full tab.
Okay, we have a power cable, looks like two HDMIs, an I don't know kind of cable, and an Ethernet. I don't know what that is. That one. No, this one. That one.
Digital audio.
Oh, so you could... All right, I got cables in this box already, too. The one thing I'll say about AT&T TV... The
box is nice.
The box is nice, and they give you all... What's that thing right there?
Where?
That, with the paperwork around it.
I don't see a SIM card.
What do you see?
No SIM card.
Well, I need to know what you do see. Maybe it's a code. All right. Here is...
What is a TRK?
What's that? What does it say?
TRK.
What is that?
There's a code there.
What is the code?
Oh, you have to put the phone in this box. That's what this is for.
What do you mean?
This is for your phone.
Oh, it's a trade-in kit.
Yeah, not a SIM kit.
Oh, this is not my SIM card then.
Then where is it?
I don't know if it's come yet.
Didn't it come? Wasn't it coming?
Thought it was supposed to come today. I bet it's in the mail. No, yeah. It was coming by FedEx. Guys, we're going to look at that.
Screen dimmed.
But here's the...
There's the cable.
Pause
yep.
Button.
That's an HDMI cord.
Is that HDMI?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, guys. We did find the SIM. Praise God. It was there the whole time. But what I was looking at was actually the trade-in kit for the...
15%.
For the previous iPhone. So I have an H... Back to the TV box. I have an AT&T TV device right here with an HDMI cable. And what I'm also going to have to find is a power cable, power cord, adapter, etc. So this is a big... unit, but its actual power adapter that plugs into the wall is not big. It's just regular plug, but it uses it's got a power brick in the middle of it. So it looks very cool. One of those round power adapters. So all of that goes to the AT&T TV box. And again, just to be very...
Starting help. Oops. To stop help. Two finger scrub. Escape. Stopping help. Stop. Stop.
Okay. Just to be extremely clear about what we have here. There's a power cable. This box really, really is... I mean, it's not big. It's definitely bigger than the Apple TV. But not even close to the size of a traditional cable box. Maybe
screen dimmed.
The size of one of the second ones. Like if you were a traditional DirecTV customer and you had Genie Mini, or one of the other companies that offers sort of secondary boxes. Maybe the size of one of those. But not anything like, a big DVR box. There's no hard drive in this. This is all cloud-based. I mean, it may have flash storage to, support what it's doing, its OS. So on from left to right, holding it the proper way with the ports in the back, you have the power adapter, and then there are two HDMI ports, and I don't know which is which. I don't think one's USB. I think they're both HDMI. But then we have an audio. I guess that's an SPDIF or, a Toslink or something of that nature. And then finally, on the right is the Ethernet, if you choose to hardwire this thing. Of course, you don't have to. It does have Wi-Fi. Once again, as I was saying, one of the greatest things that I really got to compliment AT&T on right away is the decision to include all the accessories. The buttons on this remote do look really cool. And it actually, you'll get my review of it later. So I'll just describe the remote. It's definitely bigger than the Apple remote. It's not the same. Again, I'm an Apple guy. I'm always going to use the Apple TV. And I'm going to prefer the Apple remote with its aluminum and glass feel, its sleekness, and its very minimalistic approach with a trackpad, a touch surface. I think they've nailed it. AT&T hasn't done that, but they've chosen to include a much more traditional remote. However, it is nicely designed. I've got to give it credit for being not over the top, but very, small for what it has. For a remote that has an entire, telephone style keypad at the bottom with buttons and, sort of a D-pad of sorts with navigation. And, so basically you have a row of three buttons at the top, we'll learn what they do, a gap, and another row of three buttons, we'll learn what they do. And then you have this whole cross, which is all these different arrows and buttons on either side above and below the arrows. So basically it's like the cross with left, right, up and down, plus a button in the middle. And then on either side of the left and right, you also have buttons above and below. So all that whole area covers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 buttons just in that little section. And then there are these two things that I'm afraid to... Oh, they're little push button type things, but they almost feel like switches. And then you have, below them directly, a round circle button. And on either side of them, that circle, you have two buttons. And then below that, you have a row of three buttons, one of them having a raised dot. And then you start into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever, and 0, and whatever. All right. Again, the batteries are already installed for you. So it's going to be, I think, a very, very seamless setup. All right. The last piece of business, but certainly not least, is, of course, opening my brand new, absolutely gorgeous, I'm sure. Listen to that sound. Satisfying. iPhone 11, my friends. And this, I do want to point out, is going to be where our journey together temporarily ends till I get my new phone set up, but I'm gonna talk about it first. Gorgeous smell. Always smell the Ample products because they have a nice... Oh, look at this phone. Oh my, yeah. Let's take the plastic off. Wow. What a camera setup. Giant looking cameras on the back. I know. But beautiful smooth glass. All right, guys. I'm super excited. In the box, of course, is everything else you'd expect. So stickers, I guess, and paper, basic paperwork. A new set for anybody that wants them of Lightning. I mean, I'm not actually giving them away to anybody listening. I'm just saying in our family, I may. A new set of ear pods, which I have no use or need for because I have my AirPods. So, and then here's a Lightning cable with its USB and its power adapter. I'll go ahead and take the little little wrapping off of the... Of course, this is still the 5-watt power adapter for anyone that is interested in knowing that. And I think that's everything you get. I imagine it is. So, guys, it's time to get excited about this new setup, okay? So, God bless you all. We'll be back shortly with more recordings. Let's talk about the awesome iPhone 11, which I got in a 128 gigabytes configuration in red, product red, with the iPhone 11 clear case from Apple. This is an amazing device. And let's just talk about the case. It feels so good in the hand. The phone, of course, feels great with its glass back and its front. And it is important to me to give you the exact specs because I want you to know what they are. So we are going to pull them up. We're going to look at those specs, and then I'm going to talk to you about what I did. So these are the text specs. Of course, there are several different colors. You've got black, green, yellow, purple, product red, and white. Pink has been replaced by green this year. Okay. Of course, you can get it in 64, 128, and 256. I told you that I got it in the 128. Now, it is... let's see what it weighs. It weighs 6.84 ounces. Its display is the Liquid Retina HD display, 6.1-inch diagonal, all-screen LCD multi-touch display with IPS technology, 1792 by 828 pixel resolution at 326 ppi, or pixels per inch, 1401 contrast ratio, typical true tone display, which means it adapts to the color in the room, wide color display, P3, haptic touch, 625 nits max brightness, typical. Of course, you can display multiple languages. All right, so it's got rounded corners that follow a beautiful curved design, and these corners are within a standard rectangle. When measured as a standard rectangular shape, the screen is 6.06 inches diagonally. Actual viewable area is, of course, a bit less. It's splash, water, and dust resistant with an IP68 rating, maximum depth of 2 meters, which would actually be 6 feet for up to 30 minutes. Its chip is the A13 Bionic, third generation neural engine. Let's talk about the cameras while we're at it. Dual 12 megapixel ultra wide and wide cameras. The ultra wide has the 2.4 aperture, 120 degree field of view. It's got the wide camera is 1.8 aperture. It's 2x optical zoom out, digital zoom up to 5x. It's got portrait mode with advanced bokeh and depth control, it's saying, I guess. I don't even know. I'm looking at what VoiceOver is saying here. Portrait lighting with 6 effects. All right, so you got natural, studio, contour, stage mono, high key mono, optical image stabilization, wide, You got a 5-element lens ultra wide and 6-element lens wide. The brighter true tone flash with slow sync panorama. This is just amazing. It's got 100% focus pixels, night mode, auto adjustments, next generation smart HDR. This is amazing. Wide color capture. I mean, this thing, advanced red eye correction, auto image stabilization. You know, this is not even the Pro model. This is just the iPhone 11. And you can feel the two cameras stacked up on top of each other, basically. And the whole cutout then makes a big square. It is an amazing camera system. And the front-facing, of course, is also fantastic. And includes, I'll just read you the specs of that really fast. But I want you to know that the rear camera does shoot 4K video. And it uses the HEIF standard, which is the really high quality but small image file size. So your 4K video recording is at 24 frames per second to 30, or no, 24, 30, or 60 FPS. The 1080p HD video recording is at 30 FPS or 60 FPS. The 720p video recording HD is 30 FPS. All right, you got extended dynamic range. You got optical image. All right, let me talk about, you got audio zoom. It's just amazing. Quick take video with subject tracking. Slow-mo, this is just amazing. All right, cinematic video stick. Oh, all right, so let me go to the front, which they call the True Depth Camera. 12-megapixel camera with 2.2 aperture, portrait mode with advanced, okay. This is the camera that supports the Animoji and Memoji, also with 4K video recording, and is really a fantastic camera. Also, and what you'll find is this is the one that enables Face ID, the dot projector, and everything like that. So the front-facing is also really, really good. It's the latest generation of Face ID. You got Animoji, you got stereo speakers on the bottom and the top. You have, of course, the great chip that I told you about. You have wireless charging. You have, this is the, you know, this is all the latest technology, okay? And I believe even Wi-Fi 6 is in here. This is a genuinely amazing device. Now, I want to be clear. I was in no way tired of the 10R. I wasn't in any way feeling like it was leaving me behind. I had planned on keeping the 10R for quite some time yet. And a series of events kind of caused me to rethink my carrier. And I decided to use this opportunity to buy directly from Apple. So I purchased my iPhone using Apple Card monthly installments, which is awesome. If you already have an Apple Card, it's a snap. If you don't, you can apply for it pretty also very easily. But in my case, of course, I do. And praise God, it doesn't use the it doesn't charge the whole thing to your card and affect the line of credit that much. It just charges monthly the installments. And what else can I say about that? Oh, it's interest free. I got a trade-in. Yes. On the 10R from Apple. All right. So that goes towards it too. And it actually lowers your monthly installments. And then, you know, I chose that I'm going to just activate it later, which is what I did because I was going to port my number. And you have to use one of the big three. We would say big four, but really Sprint is gone. So it's, you know, one of the big three. And I chose to go with AT&T. Now, I did a lot of research, and I want to talk about kind of why I chose to go with AT&T. I believe all three of the carriers have really, really good service in our area. I'm also a big fan of Xfinity Mobile and the way they do their data plans. And for most of our family, that is exactly what we did. We got them onto Xfinity Mobile. I'll do a separate review sometime about their data plan options because they really are fantastic. But I went with AT&T, ported my number, because I use the plan very heavily when we are out. When we're home, obviously, I don't need to. But I decided to go with the AT&T Unlimited Elite. And as only God could do it in his divine favor, he had it timed so that everything arrived the same day and I was ready to go. I got my iPhone from Apple. I got my SIM kit from AT&T. We were able to put that in there, call AT&T, and within a matter of a couple of minutes, the automated system had activated the phone. And it said, you know, just wait 5 minutes. Turn your phone off and wait 5 minutes. And then turn it back on and you're active. And I was. And it was as simple as that, praise God. And with this device, just as with my iPad, by the way, I set them up as new. I really was into that this time. It just, I wouldn't necessarily do it every time, you know. And now I've got a really, a layout that I like. But I just, I was, especially on the phone, it had been years since I did that. And it had a lot of apps I wasn't using. I couldn't even tell you all the apps that I had because I had so many pages of apps that they didn't even fit anymore. I mean, literally, I had more apps than you could have home screen pages. And so I just did it fresh and it was really, really nice. And of course, I still have everything because of iCloud. So all my contacts, calendars, documents, photos, music, everything, purchased apps, I could just re-download in a flash. Everything was there, even my messages, voice memos, purchased ringtones, even the other ones through GarageBand. It was just a piece of cake, really. So I was really into that this time, setting it up as new. And with the AT&T Unlimited Elite, you get their 5G where it's possible and where the device is supported. So, of course, this is not a 5G device yet, but I'm sure that's coming in time. But it is unlimited data. They don't even consider deprioritization until at least 100 gigabytes. And then it's just in the slow, times of peak congestion. You get 30 gigabytes of mobile hotspot data per month to go with that. You also get, the true HD video streaming instead of DVD quality. Which is where a lot of the other plans put you from various carriers. So this is true HD streaming. They offer the Stream Saver that you can turn on. In fact, it is on by default. I turned it off. But you can use Stream Saver, which is their way of allowing you to cut the stream to the, the 480, what have you, which will save data. Which will cause perhaps things to load more quickly. But I got to tell you, I did a speed test on my AT&T, plan now with a, where when, with the signal saying LTE and probably 2 or 3 out of 4 bars. And I got an incredibly impressive 40 megabits per second download speed. My upload speed wasn't even half bad either. I don't remember if it was like 6 megs or something. I mean, it wasn't even close to what I get with Comcast, of course, at home. But that's home Wi-Fi. This is cellular. 40 megabits per second is no slouch and really, really impressed me. I mean, it honestly kind of, it kind of floored me. I did not expect anything close to that. I would have been, I was kind of hoping for half of that. But praise God, I got 40 even or 41, something like that, Mbps. Now, this is the, as I said, AT&T Unlimited Elite. The other thing that you get with that is their TV perks. So we're going to talk about the TV perks in a separate podcast. But I just want to say, with that, you do get Watch TV and HBO, now HBO Max, by the time you're listening to this recording. So that's the... that's the whole system there. All right. So do stay tuned. We got a lot more coming. And I thank you. And we'll be right back with you. Like, we really will. Just give us a moment. Okay. All right, folks, get the popcorn. And that's actually what they say as you're setting up your AT&T TV device. It is time to talk TV. And specifically, AT&T TV. Now, let me start out by reminding you, as I've said, I am an Apple guy. I always, you know, say that if Apple made a toothpaste or a lunch meat, I would run out and buy it because I know it would be good. I don't intend to stop using my Apple TV. As a matter of fact, my Apple TV is the primary device that my family and I use when we're watching TV at home. It has its great Apple TV app with integrations from Hulu and Disney Plus and even AT&T TV, as well as a whole bunch of other, you know, third parties, even sort of Netflix to a degree, but not to the same level as or extent as the other integrations. It has Apple TV channels, things like Tastemade, CBS All Access, Smithsonian Channel Plus. What else? Stars I have through there, and Nick Hits, and a ton of them. I've got 8 or 9 different Apple TV channels that we subscribe to. As I say, PBS Living, History Vault, there's Curiosity Stream, Moonbug Kids, just tons and tons of them. And A&E, True Crime Central, or something like that. Comedy Central's in there, MT, you know, just a whole bunch of them. It has your purchased content, you know, from iTunes, and the ability to rent new movies and buy entire seasons or individual episodes of TV shows, and even season passes to your favorite shows. It, of course, has the great and awesome Apple Music and iCloud Photos, podcasts, everything right in this beautiful and awesome Apple TV. And with tvOS, it is so tightly integrated with iCloud and with all of your other devices that it is a no-brainer. VoiceOver works great. You've got single sign-on to make it easy for you to sign into all your favorite provider apps. And it is really the only way I would ever truly consider going. But having said all that, I want to tell you about the AT&T TV device today, which is not the primary purpose of this review, but it actually does need to be discussed. Okay, and what you're going to find, my thesis statement is, it's not a bad device. AT&T kind of nailed it here. And not only did they nail it with the device, but really they nailed it with AT&T TV as a whole. I'm going to talk about this, and I want you to understand that, you know, there are times that I change my opinion about something. And I kind of... I disparaged them, but I kind of, in no uncertain terms, said just a few months ago, I don't really see this as a viable option. I'll admit that. But when I started working with AT&T for these other things and stuff, I thought it made sense to give it a try. And then I saw the reviews and I said, yes, I definitely want to give it a try. So if you're doing a fair review, of course, you have to talk about anything that potentially could be, I wouldn't even call it a con, but just anything that potentially could be something that might potentially cause someone to give it a bit of a hesitation. And if there is anything here, I don't see it. Other than, you know, for some people, the price, if they're really trying to become a cord cutter, they may not want to pay this price. But with the price, you get a lot of features. You get a lot of functionality, and you get a ton of great channels. And so the price, in my view, is well worth it. For those who miss the original DirecTV Now packages, AT&T TV is your answer because it has all of the same packages and even more with a ton of features. AT&T TV, in my opinion, I cannot speak for Mr. Stanky or any of the other folks at AT&T, but in my view, it is not designed to be a cheap, skinny bundle kind of service. I think that they are still working on that side of things. I think HBO Now may eventually offer according to what we read in the rumors, you know, some packages like that, that will eventually replace AT&T TV Now, the service with the Now on it. But AT&T TV is the flagship service, which appears to be aimed at people who want the full TV experience without the hassles. This is true TV service and truly a cable and satellite alternative. My best guess is that, and they've already discontinued, really, I believe, offering UVerse. And I believe you're going to see that people will be choosing AT&T TV over the traditional DirecTV satellite service. But it's everything DirecTV has and so much more. And it's a great, great interface. You do get some promotional discounts when you start out. And as an AT&T wireless customer, we also get some additional discounts. So that is nice. Plus, you do get HBO free for a year, which is now HBO Max, and you're going to get 3-month previews of, I think, Starz, Cinemax, and Showtime. And I will point out that, and Epix or Epix, and also, if you are an AT&T Unlimited Elite customer, as I am for wireless, you will actually continue getting HBO Max for free. And you get AT&T Watch TV, which gives you some of the same channels, a few extras, depending on which package you have, and another app in which you can watch them that looks a lot like the AT&T TV app, because it's all kind of built now on this same engine, this same framework, okay? And we'll explore the app in another recording and even explore the AT&T TV device. But the first thing that stands out in my mind about AT&T TV is that you can sign up online or give them a call to sign up, which is not really something that can be said for some of the other services that you work with. The moment that you sign up, there is a $19 activation fee, and the moment that you sign up and pay, you can start streaming. The beauty of this is you don't have to wait for a device, so it is everything that is cord cutter friendly. All right, you can stream on your Apple TV. You can stream on your Amazon Fire Stick. You can stream, you know, on all of these different devices, and I believe even some maybe Samsung smart TVs. The Apple TV and the iPad and iPhone are my devices of choice. And so I immediately got it going on those devices. No problem. It asked me to change my password from the temporary the initial login to, which was a code basically that they gave me or that I picked. And then I, you know, was able to change it to whatever I wanted and save that password in my iCloud keychain. And I was good to, you know, I had to accept the terms and I could start streaming. I mean, within a matter of a few seconds, the interface is spot on with VoiceOver on both tvOS and iOS, iPadOS. And so what I like is the fact that you're not required to use the AT&T TV device. Unlike a lot of traditional services which make you use it, you don't have to. You can put it in a closet on a shelf somewhere if you don't want to use it. But you know what? It's free. And if nothing else, it's an extra device. Now, I actually enjoy using the AT&T TV device, although I would never consider it to be a replacement for the Apple TV. But I think given what you can work with in the Android TV platform, the little I know about it, AT&T did a fantastic job with the implementation. And the biggest thing that you'll notice if you use the AT&T device is that you can set it up yourself. All you need is not even all you need. They include everything. So you get your HDMI cable. You get your power cord. You get your remote with batteries. It is ready to go. Now, we're going to talk about the remote when we do the review. The remote is not the sleek, shiny, metal and glass Apple remote, the Siri remote, but yet it is a fantastic remote. It feels great in the hand. It's curved. It's got a good, comfortable feel. The buttons feel good. They're easy to memorize, and it has a traditional keypad on the bottom of it. It has the Google button so you can access and activate Google Assistant. It really is a good, solid remote. Best of all with the remote, it is able to be paired to your TV and your soundbar. The TV pairing, completely automatic. And I don't even have a television that has HDMI CEC, or at least not reliably. It's a great TV. It's got HDMI and everything, but it just doesn't have that. But it works. It automatically determined the TV, and it just works. The sound bar, I didn't have to, which is to AT&T's credit, I did not have to, and maybe to Google's credit, I don't know, because it is, based on Android. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to pull out another remote. I didn't have to enter any kind of codes. I didn't have to do anything. It was super easy to pick the brand and go. And before I knew it, I was controlling volume as well on the soundbar. So power, volume, everything. Now, the setup of the AT&T TV device, we will talk about in a moment. But before we do, I want to tell you the package that I chose. So I chose the Choice package. They have Entertainment, Choice, Extra, and Ultimate. And I chose Choice. It's not the least, and therefore doesn't have the fewest number of channels, but it's not the highest one either, but it has all the channels that I really wanted, okay, and a whole bunch more. Just to give you some examples here, Food Network, HGTV, Cooking Channel, DIY, Hallmark, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, Disney, Disney Junior, Disney XD, Science Channel, Animal Planet, Discovery, Lifetime, A&E, Taste Made, CNN, HLN, I believe, Fox News, and let's see, FX, TBS, I don't know. There's tons of them. I think, did I say Nickelodeon and TV Land? Because they're in there. And Nick 2, Teen Nick, Nicktoons. Great package. A whole bunch more. It says there's 85 plus channels in there. And we get all of our locals, every one of them, all the local affiliates that we're expecting, we get. Now, as I said, they had some free trials on there. HBO, I will keep. Free because I am an AT&T Unlimited Elite customer. I would have kept it anyway because I want HBO Max, and that's what we're going to get in about a day. The other thing I did add is what they call their movies. I think it's Movies and More. So you get the Smithsonian Channel, you get the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, the Hallmark Dramas. You get MGM and several others that add to your package, okay? Now, let's talk about some of the other features that you get. So, you get over 40,000 titles of on-demand content, movies and shows. And because of what AT&T has done, which is a great thing, it is fully integrated with the Apple TV app. So, you can pick up where you left off right from your favorite app, the Apple TV app, and you can, on all your Apple devices and others, you can use Siri to say, you know, watch any channel you want. It'll open up an AT&T TV and watch it for you, put it on for you. You can use Universal Search. AT&T TV is included in that. AT&T TV supports single sign-on, so it's very easy to store the login credentials. I mean, it is. It's fully integrated with Apple. They've taken advantage of, as far as I can tell, everything that Apple offers at this point for, you know, for TV. As I said, all this on-demand content, which is great, all these live channels, which are great, and you even get, in addition to all that, 500 hours of cloud DVR. That's a lot of hours, my friends, a lot of hours. And if you look at the offerings that are out there in the cord-cutting and TV streaming world, it is perhaps the best. Not even perhaps, but it is. The closest you might come is YouTube TV's so-called unlimited, which are stored for a period of time, but there are some restrictions. A lot of them you're seeing unlimited for 30 days or a very small number of hours. AT&T TV is 500 hours stored for 90 days. That is a good DVR system. Now, this also supports up to three. It supports three concurrent streams. People can be watching TV on three different devices, or three different people can be watching. you know, at a time. So that's a nice thing. And it even supports features like the 72-hour look back, which, you know, you can restart any program, that's many programs that are in progress, and you can also watch episodes that have aired within of many shows within the past 72 hours. Maybe two different features there, the restart and the look back, but still, both worth mentioning. All right, so, of course, I've already mentioned to you that it works on all of my favorite devices, Apple TV, iPad, iPhone, you know, but let's talk about the AT&T TV device. Once it is connected, which I've described to you already, you switch to the correct input, of course, and the setup is very, very easy. I believe I could have had voice assistance through the TalkBack screen reader using it even during the initial setup and onboarding, but my son was actually doing it, so it was okay. Basically, it was, you know, select your Wi-Fi. I don't remember the exact order of things, but, you know, select the Wi-Fi network. You had to, sign into AT&T, obviously, and then sign into Google as well. You had to name the box based upon the room. You choose, select the room that it was in, that you plan to use it in. Of course, you could always change that later. And you had to accept the terms and all that good stuff. And then you were basically ready to roll, but it immediately did say that it, you know, checked in, for an update and required an update, so we allowed it to do that. And that was one of the coolest things. During the update process, it let us play a little trivia game. And so it was, we were playing trivia, answering trivia questions as a family, which was a lot of fun. It was really cool. And then, pretty soon it was done, and it kept, you know, it said, like, I don't know, I think it said almost there or something, and then it said, make the popcorn or get the popcorn, because it actually did have that on there. And before you knew it, you were watching live television. So this box is designed to offer a very, very familiar experience to those folks who want a sort of traditional TV feel. The AT&T TV app on Apple devices also offers much of that same experience. In fact, they've even made it so that on the Siri remote, you can swipe left and right to change channels. So it is really, they've gone out of their way to make this sort of replicate and feel like a very traditional experience, but yet in a whole new way. And there's new ways to look up the stuff that you want. And on the AT&T TV device in particular, it seems you can pause for a pretty extended amount of time. You can rewind. There is a mini guide. Some of those features work on only on demand. I don't know. I can't tell yet on Apple TV if they only work on demand and DVR recordings, or if you can do them on live TV as well. But you definitely can on the AT&T TV device. And another thing you can do on the AT&T TV device is you can use Google Assistant. Yes, you can use Google Assistant to, you know, find out the weather, a recipe for lasagna, or, you know, how tall Michael Jordan is, or, you know, anything else you might use Google Assistant for. But you also can use Google Assistant to help you to watch TV. So you can say, you know, go to ESPN, and it will actually switch to that channel. Record this, and it will record it. You know, search for content. You can dictate like you can with Siri. Now, they do have the Google Play Store. It is somewhat limited because the remote is not a touch surface and you're not using a touchscreen device, so there are some limitations to what you can do with the Google Play Store. They do have a free games area. We were able to play Crossy Road on the remote, which was kind of neat. But, you know, perhaps more importantly, it has some built-in apps already. So it has Netflix. It has Pandora. It has YouTube and YouTube Kids. And for those people who are in the Google ecosystem, it even has, you know, Google Play Music and Movies. I also downloaded Disney Plus and was able to get signed into that using TalkBack. So it has this screen reader, and the screen reader works. It is not, it just doesn't feel like voiceover. It doesn't feel so snappy and smooth and perfect and polished as voiceover is. So I'm telling you, folks, you know, if you ever think, people sometimes, oh, there's this or that. But I'm telling you what, use TalkBack for a few seconds and you will see what I mean. That is not to be disparaging. And again, AT&T has done a great job with this box. And I've got to give credit where credit is due. Android TV implementation is not bad. And TalkBack works. And that's what I was getting at. It really does work. So it's a good implementation. The box, the device is really cool. It's a lot of fun. People say the picture quality is just outstanding. Changing channels is a snap. You know, it's very quick. I don't know. I really, really like it. And I think it's pretty awesome. The service is great. Most of the time I will watch it on my Apple TV. But, you know, I've watched it on iPad, Apple TV, and on the AT&T TV device, you know, iPhone. So we have a lot of choices. And that's the really cool thing about this AT&T TV service is you do have a lot of choices. Now, I mentioned all of this to you, and I hope I haven't forgotten anything. We are going to do a review of AT&T TV with, not a review, but a demo of AT&T TV. This is the review. It's great. Give it a try. I think, to sum up, I would say that it's the perfect blend. It's the perfect melding. Really, I honestly believe AT&T has got it right here. They are not the cheapest guys on the block. They're just not. But I think that may be a good thing, because I think the customer base will expect and the company will deliver. They certainly are delivering now, and hopefully they've found a price point that they want that works for them, that is sustainable. Obviously, there's inflation, and you know that happens, but I mean basically sustainable. I want to point out the comparison here. If you are a DirecTV customer or you've looked at DirecTV, DirecTV Satellite has always been one of the best traditional TV services around. Also one of the more expensive, but again, one of the best. And because I've used them all. I've used Dish, I've used Direct, I've used Xfinity, and even to a very small, very, very small extent, Fios TV in another area. But neither here nor there. The DirecTV, if you were to sign up for the DirecTV equivalent, they are the same prices. What they've done is they've used their all-inclusive or all-included prices. So if you go to DirecTV and you try to sign up, you can, you know, get one box or these different things and then pay these individual fees for the technology. But the alternative to that is that all the equipment is included. And I think they give you up to, what, two or four receivers included in this price. And all the channels and your HD, all the fees sort of lumped in there. And that's the same pricing that this is seems to be anyhow based upon. But again, you get a promo rate for the first year or so. And you get discounts for being a wireless customer as well. Speaking of wireless, I did forget to tell you that in the wireless service, you do get AT&T Call Protect, which allows you to manage in a very granular way the incoming calls. Now, of course, Apple has introduced Silence Unknown Callers, which is an option you can toggle on if you want. But with AT&T Call Protect, it's a bit more robust in the more finite details. You can manage, you know, what happens when a suspected spam call comes in, what happens when a suspected solicitation call comes in, you know, all these different options. And you can send them to voicemail, block them all together. And then the AT&T, there's another one, digital security or something like that, which I don't have. I did download Call Protect. It's included. The security one, the basic plan is included. You can upgrade for a fee, but I didn't do that. Didn't really seem like I needed or wanted that app right now. And then, of course, you can add things like roadside assistance and push to talk if you have other people that would, you know, be useful with. But there's, you know, a lot of, but I wanted to talk to you about that Call Protect. The other really cool thing AT&T has is voice info. not really a huge deal in any way, because we can do so much with Siri, and we can get Siri to give us everything that this really has in it. But it's still kind of neat to have this. It's just a little extra perk. And that is, you dial *08 and you get the options to listen to the news or a couple other fun little things. And my favorite, the wake up call. And I use that in conjunction with my Apple alarms. And when they call you, you get you can snooze, or you can, you know, go with it. And then when you say, they'll give you the weather and the top stories for the day right away to start off your morning. And it's cool, and it's, you know, an automated voice, and it sort of kind of reminds you of, you know, being in a hotel getting a wake up call. So it's really kind of neat. So my friends, that's all of the stuff I have to tell you for today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I certainly have. Quite a blessing, and the awesome favor of God, we've gotten these really cool devices. We are going to do a demo soon of AT&T TV. We hope you'll tune in for that, and a whole bunch more coming. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to this, and we are going to be right back to close things up. In our final segment in this episode, we're going to do what's on my iPhone. Now, this will ever so slightly change, I think, in iOS 14, because Apple has announced the introduction of a new Translate app and widgets, and maybe those widgets right on the main home screen pages will cause a few less icons. But it's not going to change much. As with the iPad, if you listen to that podcast, you'll know I don't use folders very much. I tend to just use the app pages the way they are laid out, because I believe that's the way I prefer it anyway. My first page of apps is definitely what you get by default, starting with FaceTime, calendar, photos, camera, mail, clock, maps, weather, reminders, notes, stocks, news, books, App Store, podcasts, TV. Where are we? Yeah. Health, home, wallet, and settings. All right. And then my dock has phone, Safari, messages, and music. That, of course, is going to stay the same on every page. Now let's go to our next page, which does begin with a folder, Apple Arcade folder. In it I have What the Golf, Pac-Man Party Royale, Hot Lava, Frogger in Toy Town, Ballistic Baseball, Sneaky Sasquatch, Lego Brawls, Butter Royale, and I believe that is it for now on this device. All right, next, outside of that folder, we have the Files app, the Find My app, the Shortcuts app, iTunes Store, Tips, Contacts, Watch, the Apple Watch app, and the Utilities folder, which has in it four apps. They are Voice Memos, Compass, Measure, and Calculator. Outside of that Utilities folder, and back to the main screen of apps again, we have Apple Store, Clips, GarageBand, Keynote, Numbers, Pages, iMovie, iTunes U, Apple Support, Music Memos, Remote, which is the Apple TV remote app, Trailers, which is iTunes movie trailers, Dark Sky, and Hold'em, the Texas Hold'em game made by Apple, which, by the way, does work with VoiceOver, and finally, the My AT&T app. Next page begins with AT&T Mark the Spot, an app that allows you to mark locations that may have poor cell signal or coverage. Of course, the My AT&T app is probably pretty self-explanatory. Manage your account, all that stuff. Here's the AT&T Thanks app, which again is where you can get rewards for being a valued AT&T customer. Here's Yelp, OpenTable, Fandango, Starbucks, Uber, Wikipedia, Wolfram Alpha, YouTube, Grocery, SiriusXM. Here's our Bible app by YouVersion, Bible Gateway, KCM, which is Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Grubhub, AT&T TV, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Paprika 3, Recipe Manager, 5 Second Guess, Trivial Knowledge Pursuit, Trivia Crack, no ads. Next page, Quizoid, Xfinity Mobile, Xfinity My Account, the XFi app, Speed Test by Ookla, Pizza Hut, Applebee's, Burger King, McDonald's, Amazon, Amazon Alexa, Best Buy, Google Home, Gmail, Assistant, Google Earth, Google Classroom, Google Voice, Google Translate, Google Street View, Target, Walmart, eBay, Dancing Road, and a game called Dancing Road, and the Weiss Market app. Okay, we are on page 6. Honeywell Home, Omna, OneLink Home, Eve Home, Onviz Home, MyQ. These are all HomeKit apps. iDevices, iHome Control, Hue, the Philips Hue app, the Friday Home app, and then the TGI Fridays app. Kind of did that on purpose. Pizza Maker, Cupcake Maker, Soda Maker, Cotton Candy Maker, Hair Color Booth, Crazy Shave, Cookie Doodle, Amtrak, Marriott Bonvoy, Epicurious Recipes, Food Network Kitchen, Tasty, and Sam's Club. Two more pages to go. Here's the Kayak app for flights and hotels and such. HP Smart, Zoom, Resy, or another reservation type app for food restaurants, our banking M&T Bank app, Barclays US, which Barclay is another one we have. I don't really use it anymore because of the Apple Card, but, you know, you check your statements there. Food Network, HGTV, both of those, the TV Everywhere apps, Food Network Go and HGTV Go. Doctor on Demand, Disney World, Hershey Park, Be My Eyes, Seeing AI, Trism and Trism 2, which are games. Some of the first games ever released on iOS, actually. Skyroller, My Tom 2, Sprinkle, Fair Food Maker, Toka Kitchen 2, Nail Salon, which is Toka, I believe, Granny Smith, Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch, and these are all games that my kids like. Toka World Life, Life World, DPM, which is Drum Pad Maker, I believe, or Drum Pad Machine, Family Feud, which is Feud Live, Sim City, Sound Touch, which is a game of sounds, basically. Real Racing 3, Crossy Road, Fruit Ninja, Property Brothers, AT&T Call Protect, AT&T Watch TV, Wobble Man, and then a rarely used folder, which has 8 apps in it. They are Magic Jack, Dropbox, Energizer Connect, Step, WebEx Meet, the Vizio Smartcast app. 7. There's my feedback assistant. All right. Here we go. Outside of that folder, HBO Max, Peacock, Pandora, Activity app, which is your Apple Watch activity app, PayPal, FedEx, DoorDash, Taco Bell, Sheets, Skoove, Skoove, Piano, learn piano lessons, Voice Plus, which is a voice changer, and the very last app, Staples. That is going to do it, my friends. I hope this podcast has been awesome for you. I've certainly had fun making it. And so what we're going to do is let you go for now, but see you next time. Please don't forget to subscribe to our blog at ttjtech.net. Keep subscribed to the TTJ Talk podcast. Visit us on Periscope at TTJ Talk. Follow us on Twitter at TalkTTJ. And feel free to iMessage those tech questions
to us at thetechjuggernaut@icloud.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next time on TTJ Talk. God bless you.